in the limelight.
A series of deadly blasts in the UAE port city of Fujairah has been described by Iran's English language daily Kayhan International in its viewpoint column on Monday, May 13th as Fujairah oil tankers blasts, consequence of playing with fire. Stay tuned for more. Kayhan International wrote, "Those living in glass houses shouldn't throw stones," runs an old English adage which continues to hold true in the modern age when towering skyscrapers of steel and concrete are coming up everywhere and large ocean liners transport on the high seas with relative ease such highly combustible substances as oil. In our bizarre world where might is considered right, those who play with fire by toying with technology, including state-of-the-art military hardware to rain down death and destruction, and those considered weak or try to scare iron-willed nations into submission, the above-mentioned adage may seem outdated. Yet it is not, as has been proven time and again in Palestine, whose defenders, whenever the Zionist usurpers of their homeland attempt to test new weapons upon them, retaliate with such fury with their constantly improvised rocket volleys that makes Israel sue for peace in a day or two. Unfortunately, the oil-rich Arab regimes of our region who live in glass houses are not so smart, and as a consequence, they suffer greater devastation and higher loss of life for their blind bombardment of the supposedly weak. Kayhan International pointed out, Saudi Arabia and the UAE, two miserably wealthy British-created fiefdoms, have for the past 5 years bombing the Arab world's poorest country, Yemen, with billions of dollars of sophisticated weapons bought from the US and West Europe, but have failed to subdue the indomitable spirit of the popular Ansarullah movement, whose improvised arsenal of drones and missiles continue to take a heavy toll of the aggressors in both men and material. The projectiles from Yemen have on several occasions zoomed in on industrial installations in Riyadh, Najran, Jazan, the giant oil refinery Aramco in Zahran, as well as on military bases and airports of the Emirati cities of Abu Dhabi and Dubai, causing extensive damage. The other day, the UAE port of Fujairah and the Gulf of Oman and outside the Strait of Hormuz and the Persian Gulf was rocked by a series of huge explosions lasting several hours in the early morning hours. According to reliable reports, at least 7 to 10 oil tankers loaded with petroleum flowing through the pipeline from Abu Dhabi were completely burnt. Eyewitness accounts said, firefighters were trying to extinguish the huge flames on Sunday, while American and French warplanes were seen flying over the port at the time of the incident. Though the small Sheikhdom of Fujairah, which is part of the Seven Emirate UAE Confederation, tried to deny the media reports about several heavy explosions, insisting that the port is functioning as usual, there are no reliable reports to suggest that everything is normal. According to Kayhan International, the cause of the explosions has also been not ascertained. No one has yet claimed responsibility, while speculations range from drone or missile attacks from Yemen to possible dropping of bombs by the intruding US forces, which are looking for pretexts to ignite tensions in the region. Nevertheless, Reports said oil exports have been temporarily halted from the UAE, which is building the world's largest crude oil storage facility in Fujairah, capable of storing up to 14 million barrels of oil outside the Persian Gulf and the Strait of Hormuz. Al-Mayadeen TV network that first broke the news of the blasts is a highly reliable news channel whose reports are eventually confirmed. Whatever the cause of the explosions and the possibility of forces behind it, the fact cannot be ignored that the Saudi regime and the UAE regime are sitting ducks for such attacks, which might increase in view of the dangerous policies of these two American client regimes in terrorizing their own populations and neighbors on behalf of their masters.